hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pats.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Hi, mateys. Welcome aboard for Christmas Day with life-changing lessons on board in part 4 of the Christmas Carol. I'm so glad you've tuned in, mates. For today is the conclusion when Carol learns why Jamie got so upset when she first heard the Christmas story. And Carol shares with Jamie how her life was changed forever. While you're listening, ask yourself this question. Have I ever been adopted into God's family? I don't mind telling you, mates. There's good news ahead. So listen up, mateys.
What are you doing up so early?
Couldn't sleep.
I can never sleep on Christmas Eve. Jamie, why did the Christmas story upset you so much last night?
Who cares?
Well, I care.
I suppose you're going to tell me that God cares too.
Yes, He does. He cares so much He gave us His Son.
I can relate to that. My dad gave me away, too.
God gave us His Son to save us. He did it out of love.
Oh, yeah. He's got buckets of love. He cares so much, He let His Son be born in a barn, in a trough, where animals eat. Nothing says love like that.
Jamie, let me explain.
No, let me explain. Did you know they found me in a barn?
No, I didn't.
I was 3. I remember it perfectly, like a bad dream. It was cold, and the snow was coming in through the roof. I even remember the old farmer who found me, but I can't remember who left me there. Not that it matters. They obviously didn't want me.
I'm so sorry.
It was so cold. How could a father who loved his son let him be born in a cold, smelly barn? What kind of God would do that? What kind of parent would do that? Just leave a kid without a blanket, or a note, or even a name?
I wish I knew.
What are you doing behind the door, Dad?
Shh, you guys be quiet.
Would you like to know how I got my name?
If you want to tell me.
A group of carolers found me on Christmas Eve on a park bench.
You're an orphan too?
I guess my parents didn't want me either.
So what happened?
One of the carolers worked at the state children's home, so she took me back with her and named me Christmas Carol. She still works there, as a matter of fact.
Mrs. Johnson? Mrs. Johnson found you?
Yes. And when I was 18, she found me a job so I could work my way through college. That's where I met Mr. Bailey. We got married right after we graduated. I told him I had no family and no past. He said he had family enough for the both of us, and that he would take me as he found me. I tried to keep most of my past hidden from him and the kids. I've never told anyone much. Until now. I just wanted to forget it. I was ashamed of my past. Or my lack of one.
Why are you telling me?
Well, because I knew you'd understand. And I thought maybe it would show you that I understand. You see, I'd really like you to think about becoming part of our family, Jamie. My husband chose you the first time he saw you, but you've got to choose us too. The choice is yours.
You really want me to stay?
Yes. Yes. I do.
I'm not special, you know. I'm not really good at anything.
Well then, I'll take you as you are.
So you didn't get adopted?
No. I grew up in the orphanage. I did everything I was supposed to do. I did my chores and washed behind my ears. I worked hard at my schoolwork. I read a lot of books. Reading fiction made life bearable there, except for Sundays. That was the day the families would come and pick out the child they wanted. But no one ever chose me.
Carol, I choose you.
John, where'd you come
from? We choose you too, Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
Me too, Mom.
And I choose you.
I choose you back.
Now can we keep her, Mom?
Okay. We'll meet with Mrs. Johnson next week and talk with her about the possibilities. Jamie, Jesus also made a choice. He chose to die for the sins of the whole world. But in order to be a child of God, you've got to receive Him.
Kids, I have a feeling this is going to be a very special Christmas.
Come on, group hug. Group hug. Can we open presents now?
Well, wouldn't you like some breakfast first? I know I would.
All right, the kitchen is open. What does everybody want?
Pancakes.
Waffles.
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs what?
Jamie, would you like anything special?
That all sounds good to me. And maybe, while we're eating, you could tell me more about this Christmas everyday stuff.
No problem.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My father.
Praise the Lord, for His loving kindness and forgiveness is the greatest gift a person can receive. And I pray this Christmas, each one of you listening to these adventures will invite the Savior into your heart and put your trust in Him alone for forgiveness and salvation. That's the reason for Christmas, mates. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, everlasting life. Now, here's Christiane with some more great news.
Welcome to the wonderful world of character-building music and stories from Patch the Pirate and Friends. This is Christiane with Christmas greetings for every family. The Christmas Carol musical is now available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This delightful musical has the theme of the true meaning of Christmas and is a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. The Christmas Carol musical is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure with a cast of unique characters and a creative storyline that teaches life-changing godly character traits. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our adventure recordings and music. Call or surf on in today.
Next time for another new story with Captain Patch and crew. We'll be sailing back next week at the same time, Lord willing, for more character-building musical adventures.